The most celebrated holiday in the United States is Thanksgiving. We have many holidays, but close to 90% of Americans, 87% to be exact, celebrate Thanksgiving. Established by President Abraham Lincoln, while our country was at war with itself in 1863. And it's good that he did, because Thanksgiving is good for the soul. A thankful soul is a healthy soul. We all have within us this force, you can call it, that drives us to always seek more. We're often never satisfied with what we have. Enough is never enough. We have this built-in desire to know more, possess more, experience more, achieve more, earn more, accomplish more, have more. But today is an opportunity for us to sit back and to say, this is enough. This is what I want. I'm thankful for what I have. I'm full of gratitude for abundance. I'm stopping. It is enough. In that regard, Thanksgiving is a return to a simple life. Instead of trying to grasp for more, we're grateful for what we have. Cicero said, the Roman philosopher, he said, a thankful heart is not only the greatest virtue, a thankful heart is the parent of all other virtues. So gratitude gives birth to the other virtues, nurtures them, loves them. In a sense, gratitude will sacrifice for all the other virtues, for anything else that's good in us. That's where it starts. And gratitude can come in a variety of feelings, a variety of expressions, but when it's offered here to God, as you are in the morning mass, gratitude becomes a beautiful expression of our faith. So faith and gratitude belong together. In the book of Nehemiah, way back in the Old Testament, there's a reference that's often overlooked. And believe me, I don't speak about Nehemiah often. In fact, this is the first time. In the book of Nehemiah, there's a long list of names, a long list of Levites. These are assistants to the priests in the old temple of the Old Testament. The names of six Levites are given, and these six, we are told, are in charge of thanksgiving. That's their job, to assist the priests in thanksgiving. These six Levites were reminders that no experience of worship, no expression of faith can be complete without gratitude. So now you know. And indeed, in the preface of every Eucharistic prayer, and this is really neat, we hear every time we come to Mass, the priest say this. The priest will say this. It is our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord. It's not only our duty. We know that. That's why we live our faith. It is our salvation. The most redemptive expression of our faith is to be thankful. So as we begin our day here, as we say, enough, and Lord, thank you, we know that without gratitude, our heart will grow cold and our soul will slowly die. If we're not grateful people, we're cynical people. And we pray that there may be no circumstances in our lives that will ever change our expression of gratitude. We pray that there may be nothing going on in our lives that may never, ever diminish our thanksgiving to God. If this feast day was established during the Civil War, it's a reminder to us, regardless of who we are, where we are, or what's going on in our lives or our nation, we are people who are thankful. Amen.